Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels, and welcome to the show tonight, if you're going to listen in, or welcome to the show, because you get replays, and it's on iTunes, and that's kind of cool, right? So it's been a crazy week here in the U.S., right, with all the voting and everything. So and so if you guys voted, great. If you didn't vote, you always have another opportunity. And so the best thing we can all do is just pray for all the right decisions to be made by the people that are in charge and us as people, too, that elect them, that we support our country. Before a Republican, before a Democrat, we are Americans. Isn't that cool? Right? We're Americans. So support our country. You are an American before you're anything else, right? So on that note, I was like meditating and saying, okay, I felt archangels around me this morning and I kept getting messages. And Archangel Haniel, do you guys know who she is? She's, well, let me tell you, she is an amazing, amazing, amazing archangel. I adore her. So if you want to be, you know, develop your clairvoyant skills, clairvoyant is seeing, she's one that will help you do that. She's also associated with moon energy. So, you know, she said, I could feel her around me and I could see her. And just, she said, Terry, it's Christmas season, holiday season coming up, and people want to know more, see more. And she goes, they just got to embrace it. And she goes, I will help them develop their psychic abilities, especially their clairvoyant skills. I was like, great, I want to tell them that. So you know what? She's out there helping you. She says, I want to help you see what's going on, know what's going on, and I want to help you with your soul's purpose. So, you know what? Why do you want to be psychic? Why do you want to develop your psychic abilities or intuition, or the veil between you and God is thin? She is one that will help you do that. Now, I'm going to share this with you. You know, some people meditate, some people know how to meditate, and some people think they don't. We all can. And I actually said on the earlier show this week, I think on Monday, that if you send me an email at Terry@angelcoaches.org, or you actually send me or call me, text me. It's actually easier, 954-636-9401. I will send you a meditation on abundance, okay, and working with your angels and working with Archangel Haniel to be one, you know, one of the ones that you can work with. And, you know, how many of us would like more abundance during this holiday season or after the holiday season or in 2019, how many people would like to know how they can develop their awareness, right? And but working with her, she's amazing. One of the things that you can start to do right away is just put your intention out there. I am working with you, Archangel Haniel, and I am wanting to develop my clairvoyant skills so I can help people, you know, when I meet them, or I can help people, or I can help my family, or I can help everybody, or my soul's purpose, I feel, is to work in this in spirituality, and I would like the clairvoyant ability so that I can help as many people as I can. So if you do that, or when you do that, you know, put your attention out first, she'll help you. I'm also going to make a suggestion. She likes moon energy, right? She'll come to you in the day, night, whatever. But because she is associated with moon energy, one of the things that you can do is write her your intention, dear, you know, like a letter maybe. I have a friend of mine that does that. And she said, Dear Archangel Haniel, I would like to work with you. I am willing and ready, and just share with me thoughts and ideas that you would like me to do to be able to work with you. And so she works with Haniel now. She works with all the archangels. But she's such a cutie. She said, you want to know what she did? This is cute. She said, Terry, what I did was I felt Archangel Haniel around me. Please show up for me. I want to see you. And she opened her eyes, and there Haniel was, and she was so beautiful and so sweet. And she told her a few things. One of the things that she told her
is just to, you know, if she, to try to meditate and sit out. She goes, sit outside, you know, if you can, in the moon energy or in the moonlight. And she goes, if you can really reach me quicker and better and easier. And so she did. And, you know, and that's one of her favorite angels to work with. She also has other angels, too, that she works with. So you can do the same, right? And she, and Archangel Haniel, and I'm sharing this with you. Meditation is key to building your clairvoyance, your psychic abilities, your higher awareness. That meditation is really key there. Another thing that is super key, too, is really praying, you know, just say, hey, I am asking for this, okay? I am asking you to show me how to develop my abilities more. I am asking you to help me with my job, my career, my love life, whatever. And, you know, and I would go out at night, and if you can't go outside, then just be at night, you know, at night, and because it's getting cold in certain areas in the country. And just go in, and at night, you know, turn the lights down low, turn the TV off, the radio off, the stereo off, whatever, and sit there and talk to her and tell her why you want to develop your abilities. And remember, and also ask her to help you with certain things, okay? Like, you know, maybe you've got, you know, you want your house sold. Maybe you want, you know, you want to know more about how to talk to angels, not only her but others. How can you meet your guardian angel? You know, so those are some things there. But a real key here is to meditate, okay? The other thing that I know to be true is you do it consistently. You know, it's like, you know, if you want to work with her or Archangel Michael, but we're talking about Haniel. Like I said, she develops, helps you develop your psychic abilities, especially the clairvoyance one. She's connected to moon energy. She's also really connected to being graceful, right? You know, graceful and beautiful. That's not only for a woman, but, you know, a guy too. I like to see a guy who's very graceful. You know, do you understand? He can be all things. He can be graceful. He can be a football player. I told someone the other day, he meditates quite a bit too, but he plays football and he also plays the violin. He has to be grateful to play the violin, right? He also has to be, you know, graceful to do, because that's a lot of difficult footwork in, or can be challenging footwork in football. So, you know, football players are graceful, violin players are graceful, and I'm not saying you have to be, but in a nice quality to have. So, Haniel will help you with those things too. Meditating with her, just, you know, I think, it, as I said, she's connected to moon energy, so you may want to set outside if you can. If not, turn the lights down low at night. You know she's connected to the moon energy, and tell her what you want to achieve. Put your intention out there for her. Write it down. I like to write it down and save it in my, I have a journal that, you know, when things happen, I write it down. And, you know, I've talked about this over the past couple weeks. You know, if one of your goals is to connect with your angels or connect with the archangels, write that down. You know what I mean? And I started to go into this, but I stopped myself. But I'm going to go into it now. Remember when you work out at the gym, you know, you need more than, you need more. It takes more than one workout to develop your muscles. It takes more than one meditation, one letting her know, saying, I want to meet you, I want to work with you. You have to be consistent, okay? And that's the way it always is. To be the best in anything, you've got to be consistent. As I said, if you go to the gym, if you work out and you get the great muscles and the lean body, all that stuff that you're looking to create, if that's what you're looking to create, then great. If you do it one time and it happens, you need to tell me what you're doing. Because I was like, I work out just about every day and do cardio, right? And I think working out and cardio really helps work with your, I'm talking about Haniel tonight, helps you work with Haniel. But sorry. One of the things that you're going to want to do with Haniel, okay, is when you're working with any angel, is really, really take care of your physical body, what you put into it, and that's important. And you know, the new energy that you're taking in by sharing with people, if that's what you're doing, about your experiences with Haniel and how she helps you and how she may help them. is every person that you talk to, you can do this, at, you know, but I work with people. I'm a life and spiritual coach. And so this is important too. Meditate with her. I told her, I told you what you can do. Sit down in a chair at night. I think it's better at night with her. And just breathe in and out and say, Haniel, and say, I would like to work with you, Haniel. And breathe in and out and start practicing. And I told you, you can get a meditation for me. I'm giving it away free for the next few weeks. And how to meditate with her and how to open up your clairvoyant abilities. So that's there for you. But meditation, okay, is key because that works with your spirit and that works with a direct connection with her and God and whoever else you believe in. And just, you know, as I said, pray or write a letter, say, Dear Haniel or Archangel Haniel, my intention is to work with you to develop my clairvoyant abilities. She will understand that and she will help you with that. And then sit there quietly, close your eyes, breathing in and out, maybe about 5 breaths in, through your nose, out through your mouth, and just say, and you're, you know, breathing in and out, as I just said, and then let her know that you want to work with her and you'd like to see her. And just quiet your mind by breathing in and out and focus on that. And just ask her if there's a word or something that she can share with you. If it doesn't happen the first time, then maybe it'll happen the second time or the third time. But get in have the idea and the discipline to practice every day, just saying about a short prayer or writing a letter, or you can say it out loud, whatever you feel comfortable with. And then also what you want to do is you want to meditate and just close your eyes, take a few breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth, and then just say, I would like to talk to you. And, you know, you can do that for about 5 minutes in your first time or your second time. You mean you may want to get it up to 15 minutes and where you're quieting your mind and your focus is to talk to her and to be at peace and joy. And that will help you a great deal, meditating and praying, okay? And this time praying is like putting your intention about, I'd like to talk to you, and this is what I want to talk to you about. How do I work with you? And I have concerns. I want to develop my clairvoyant abilities. For instance, I've got someone that needs help. I want to make more money, or show me clairvoyantly what I can do. You know, so those are things that you have charge of. And then once again, whether you're working with Jesus, God, angels, Buddha, it doesn't really matter. You want to take care of your body, right? Why do you want to do that? Well, because when you take care of your body, it will take care of you. And, you know, it's hard to get a connection with the angels, not because they're not there, but it's hard for you to get it, for you or any of us to get a connection with the angels and really work with them if you are not, putting, you know, good stuff in your body, because your body gets sluggish and it gets tired, you know, and you're asking it to do something more, you know what I mean, and work on a higher level, a higher vibration. So you want to make sure you're eating the right food, meditating, doing the prayer to work with her, and also God. I always include them all, God, angels, specifically Archangel Haniel, and do that. One of the things that, and I was going to tell you this, and I got sidetracked a little bit, I'm so sorry. But one of the things that you can do too that will really, really help you is that if you, you know, when you start working with people and start working with Archangel Haniel, that is a lot of energy, especially from Haniel, because she's a high vibration, right? You know, and maybe, you know, you're learning to be at a higher vibration, and that takes a little time. So what you would want to do is when you, at the end of the day, picture just if you're laying in your bed or sitting on your couch or at your dining room table, imagine that there's a big bright light coming through your top of your head, and that's God, that's your angels, that's Haniel, just flushing, bringing that light through your whole body, and it's cleaning your energy, right? It's cleaning all your physical body's energy, and then see that white light go through your whole body, and then see it go down through the floor. Because what that's doing, it's getting rid of all the energy from someone else, right? And it's cleaning your energy, so you can work with Haniel, you can work with God, you can work with whoever you believe in. And that's super important, okay? And so you want to honor that too, okay? Does that make sense? I hope it does, because every time I work with someone, okay, I will clean my energy and send it to the floor, through my feet, you know, through to the earth, so to speak. It's better when you do that, because it's like when you clean your energy like that, then you start fresh and you feel better. So just so you know. And before I go to bed at night, I do it too as well. It takes about 30, 40 seconds, maybe, if that, you know what I mean? So those are some things that you can do right there. be clear with your intention. That's like saying your prayer, writing your letter, whatever you feel like doing. I like, you can work with her anytime. I want to be really clear about that. But one of the things that I like to work with her is work with her at night, because she really, really, really likes the moon energy, okay? And then what else can you do? And this is important to you. Okay, taking care of your body too as well. I'm a little tired tonight. I'm so sorry, because it's been a long day for me. I'm sure it's been a long day for you guys too as well. Or long night, long morning, whatever. I'm not sure when you'll listen to this, but so those are some things that you can do to work with her. Remember, she says this, working or developing your clairvoyance, it takes more than just one time, and people don't realize that. So you've got to make it a part of a daily practice, right? You know, and just remember that. But it's so worth it. I'll share this with you. I have a client, and she got up one night, and she's so cute. But she's a little bit older, actually. She's like a little girl, though. And she said, I went into my kitchen, and there's three angels there, and she's meditating, she's exercising. You know, she's married. And she said, I went into the kitchen, and she goes, I had been meditating and I'd fallen asleep, and I looked in the kitchen and there were three angels in there. And she goes, and she starts rubbing her eyes, and she opened them and closed them, and she closed them, and then she opened them, and she goes, are there three of you? And then she saw their little wings flap, you know what I mean, or move. And she said, and then she said, can I see your eyes? And so she saw three sets of eyes, and they were very translucent, but they were her angels, or angels there with her. So I said, how did you do that? Because she's one of the ones I coach, right? And she goes, you know, I work with your meditations, you know, and she talks to me on a weekly basis. And she said, and you know, you do readings, and then you help me do readings on myself, right? And you can do readings on yourself, just so you know. And she said, so that's how I, and I've asked to see them. And she goes, and I've gotten it. And I said, that's great. Her intuition has grown so much, and she's just one out of the many that I've coached. But you can do the same thing. You can start with Archangel Haniel, and she's a good one to practice with. See what else I was going to say. Anyway, and you can do this with any angel. So I want to share this with you. I am doing yearly readings, and if you would like a yearly reading, they last about an hour. We go over all your relationships, your family relationships, your love relationships. You know, maybe you have a husband, or you would like to have a husband or a wife, or, you know, you'd like to find out about your soulmate if you have one or you want one. We do that. We also do about your career and your business and what's up. And all this is for 2019. And what your soul's purpose is, if that's something you want to know. And are you going to get the promotion? Can you start the business? And life choices, and also wellness, your wellness. And they're very powerful, and I can record them if that's okay for you. But as I said, they last about an hour. I really feel that this is something that everyone should do if they can, because they're, as I said, they're very powerful. But it will go over everything in your life that's going on in 2019. And I do not read like bad stuff is happening. I know there's always challenges, and they're for us to learn. So the glass is always half full, and you leave really, when you leave the reading, it's, and I can do it anywhere in the U.S., internationally as well. So
when you leave the reading, you're going to know who your angels are, what your soul's purpose is, what things that you can look out for that you'll that are a joy, and some challenges and how to handle them. So we give you the vision and also give you the tools to handle the or create the vision. As I said, this can be a great year. It's going to be a great year for, you know, for parts of the world. Some great things are going to happen, and I'm going to do a world reading on that in the near future, okay? But for you, if you'd like your own reading or yearly reading, as I said, I only do them October through December 31st, then please let me know. Look me up, Tarie, at angelcoaches.org, or you can find me on Angel Coaches, Angel Coaches on the Instagram. I love Instagram. I'm a big Instagrammer. And you can find that me there, or you can text me 954-636-9401, 954-636-9401. These are powerful. I have people that call me and ask me, and I'm booked for the next few days. But if you call me, I promise you I will make sure that we have some time, because I feel like that people really are looking to find their bliss, follow their bliss, live their bliss. A yearly reading is one of the ways you get that done. Because, you know, you're supposed to be happy here. And we have challenges. It's not a total, a total be happy all the time. Although you can be happy most of the time. But, you know, you've got challenges, right? And so, you know, if we didn't come down here, if we came down here without anything except watching paint dry, how fun is that, right? So, you know, you've got things that you can grow for, you know, with, and that's what I think that challenges help you do. So, like I said, we can do that, and I do it once a year, only through October through December, December 31st, and I would love to do one for you if it feels right, and it's going to give you a lot of information. And as I said, I've said this three times now, people call me and ask me, when is it time to get started? So I've done a lot of them already. I've got a lot more to do, and I hope that if you feel like it resonates with you and you want to do it, then give me a call, 954-636-9401. It's actually better to text me, and I promise you I will call you back, and I'll tell you who the angels are. And, you know, like I said, if you feel like that your intuition or your psychic abilities, whatever you believe in, is growing, Archangel Haniel is there to help you. Okay. Also, she's there to guide you. She likes the moon energy. I'm trying to give you everything in case you forget. Sometimes I forget things, right? And take care of your body. Okay, eat right, because you can connect with that higher energy, whether it's Haniel, God, because they're always there waiting for you and want to be with you. But sometimes when you're tired, you're sluggish, or because food can do that to you, right? Not the right food, you know, and you don't feel like moving around. You don't feel like taking in higher vibrational energy. Then if you eat right, that'll change your situation dramatically. If you meditate for just 5 minutes, maybe 2 to 5 minutes, your first time when you first start meditating, and I probably wouldn't go over 15 minutes, okay? I mean, then that helps you too as well. Writing a letter saying, this is thank you, Haniel, for helping me develop my clairvoyant, or say it as a prayer. It doesn't really matter. Put your intention in whatever you're doing, your prayer, your letter, a couple sentences that you say, put that intention of why you want to work with her and why you want to develop your psychic abilities, okay? And then call me for a yearly reading. I promise it's wonderful. And if you need some great nutrition, I am an Herbalife distributor. I love being an Herbalife distributor. As you know, I do it because I'm an athlete. I run and I bike, and, you know, I'm doing some 5Ks this holiday season, and I've done half marathons. Doesn't really matter about that. But our Herbalife nutrition is amazing, and they are helping athletes in the Olympics and, you know, in other sports arenas. I know they are also one of the sponsors for the natural bodybuilding, and that's important, because I think bodybuilding is wonderful. It's a sport. It's not what I do, but, you know, what I like about it is that if you can do it natural without any kind of help, better. And so Herbalife is one of the sponsors this year for the natural bodybuilding contest. So I like it because it gives me energy. How many of you guys need more energy? It also gives me strength, helps me build my strength, and it makes me feel great to take it. So, and I lost 7 pounds, and I'm pretty lean. So, you know, I like being lean. So if you want a great nutrition program to help you out, call me for that. 954-636-9401, and I will hook you up with some products because they are wonderful and they will help you. And if you want a yearly reading, call me too, 954-636-9401. And am I excited? Yes, I am, because I got a lot of energy and I have been going since 5 a.m. So I'm a little tired tonight, but I wanted to make sure I talk to you guys. Okay, Angel Coaches on Instagram. And, you know, you can text me at 954-636-9401. If you want a great, you know, you want a yearly reading that will give you, that will give you a blueprint of what next year holds for you and what you can do to enjoy it more, text me, 954-636-9401. And if you want a free meditation about abundance, especially this holiday season, it's so crazy, then I will give that to you. All right, everyone that will listen now or later, take care and have a wonderful night. It was a pleasure talking to you tonight. Bye-bye now. Okay.